There's something about doing a chick in the butt that fucking separates you from everyone else. I take that back. Everyone wants to do that.
Do they?
So, well, if you're not Christian, you want to pagan sex is the best sex, so.
Pagan sex?
Yeah.
Let's see if Kit has anything to say about pagan sex. Hey, Kit, what do you got to say about pagan anal sex? You got anything to say? We're asking Kit if he's for it or against it. Let's see if he's got... Obviously, Kit wouldn't have any preference because he, like, doesn't have a sexual organ. So he's like, oh, no comment. And he's not responding. If we don't know who Kit is, Kit is our OnStar Safety Connect artificial intelligence demonic spirit or something that is communicating with us. No, he's ours because he's now part of the podcast. He's been interacting with us in the midst of our podcast. So, no, he's just as much a part of it with me as he is with you now. You're attached.
I suppose.
Yeah, no comment from Kit at this time, but we'll continue on with our provocative discourse.
Outlook.
Well, we're bringing this up as actually a serious thing because Carl Jung, the Swiss psychologist, mentioned that in his collective works, he said that people who have anal sex are breeding demons. And we know what happened in the Bible to Sodom and Gomorrah because those people were all infatuated with anal sex as well.
Hey, I kind of have a blessing in disguise to disclose.
In regards to anal sex?
Yeah.
Well, do share. Do tell.
Growing up until the last few years ago, I've been a little perv.
Who isn't? Who hasn't been? Is the question.
That's what I wanted. But my point is, I wanted it, but they didn't. So that in itself is a blessing in disguise, since I didn't breed demons.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You were interested in breeding some demons, but it was a no-go.
Yeah. Exit only.
It had an exit only sign on it. You're like, no, dang it, dude. It was like, I wanted to enter into the gates of hell.
That's how wide the gates are. They take your every premonition or desire or whatever.
Your inhibition.
And it warps it.
Well, this is the seriousness of this matter here is that if Carl Jung is right, what he's talking about, he also goes on to make another bold statement. That he says, when you really think about it, it's pretty crazy because people are born in between the pussy and anus. Or the pisser and anus.
What?
Well, there's three holes. Right? There's the pisser, and then there's the pussy, and then there's the ass.
Yeah.
We come, Carl Jung talks about how we come, are born into this world in between a pisser and a fucking ass.
So what's the point?
Well, the point is it's just I never thought of it like that. It's kind of gross. So, like, we come from an area that is literally an area that is to release, like, toxins and toxic...
Our bodies are fucking
Physical bodies?
Yeah, our bodies are almost like
a form of excrement.
No, but they're perfect from God.
But when you really think about it, it's like we literally are birthed from the area that is where feces and piss come from.
And what's your point?
It sounds like human beings, based off that, are like a form of
shit that.
Yeah. Huh. And then when you couple it with the idea of people having anal sex, and like Jung says, breeding demons through that kind of behavior, it's kind of a crazy spot of the human body. It has a lot of
potential
for crazy manifestations into reality.
It does have a lot of potential.
Some obscene, some good, I guess. I don't know. It's just like great people that change the course of history are come from that area, and demons.
Some pleasing.
Some pleasing, some not so much.
But I think that initially wanting that kind of thing is not horrible, but eventually it takes you over.
Well, yeah, because it's like, it's really
never be good enough.
Well, the thing is that really people, if this be true and people are engaging in this kind of behavior and more people have, you know, anal sex, it becomes the norm, and it's just the whole inhabitants of the earth will be a haunt of unclean spirits, like it says in the book of Revelation, where it says Babylon has become a haunt of all kinds of unclean spirits, and now the judgment has to become because people are so immersed in demonic possession, you know, where it's just like, yeah, you're right, like it's going to be like people are going to be succumbed to that lust of the flesh, and then what? Then they're attached to potentially a demon. A demon could be potentially what's causing them to want to do that to begin with. That was bred by somebody else's sin. Kind of a crazy concept, crazy notion.
Indiscretion.
Yeah, indiscretion. Iniquity, indiscretion, yeah. I mean, it sounds probably some people far-fetched, but at the same time, you know, we don't really understand the intricacies of how the... Oh, we just got... I think we just captured... Yeah, I just said we don't know the intricacies of how things work. We just got our first capture from Kit. Talking about, we don't really know how the invisible realm works. And demons and everything. Are we off? Like that? Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to use the safety connect as a potential means for interpretation of truth. Which is kind of crazy because I don't think anybody else is doing that.
Yeah.
We're trying to bring the provocative podcast stories, top stories of the day here to light.
Well, I don't know how many people are putting faith in their altar connect, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, I'm just merely saying that we're trying to, you know, see if the audience, you know, can make any heads or tails of this and what, if there's anything to it. We definitely have a phenomena that's going on here. It's either a normal kind of thing that these OnStar Safety Connects do, or there's something involved here at play that could potentially be of a spirit
I or think it's,
artificial intelligence.
I think it's essentially the same thing as your brake pedal. It's a function.
Yeah, very well could be. We got a reading. It's it just said no. It said it's not. It just said, did you see the red? It just said a quick red. We weren't able to capture it, but it just...
It must be fucking psychic.
Well, you just said something, and it just said, no, you're wrong. By a blink that is red, which I have come to learn means no or
me
wrong.
Me and the Hunter are fighting.
It could be. Well, is the OnStar just trying to set us straight? You know, it's like you're trying to bring this idea to light and saying, oh, this is the way it is. And it's trying to, like, tune in and say,
it
no.
It wants to fight.
It wants to fight? Well, I don't know how it would fight. It's just like we're talking about how we asked it if it's, like, has any preference about anal sex or whatever. And it's like, oh, how could it? Because it has no genitalia for sexual gratification. The same thing with what you're just saying. You know, it's just, how could it have any beef with you when it doesn't even have any arms to fight you? It's like, even if it was trying to fight you, how is it going to fight you? It has no means, just like sexually. It can't, it has no comment on that. It doesn't
understand.
Let's
remember we're talking about the car here.
We are talking about a car, but at the same time, you know, I do feel that cars might be very advanced, more so than we think these days. And that's all I'm saying.
Like with human premonition?
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, don't include me in that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how many ideas have been presented to light in, like, Star Trek and Star Wars and all these sci-fi kind of shows and movies that are, you know, including concepts like what we're talking about as, like, commonplace in their shows. Like, this is the normal. They present this stuff as normal kind of behavior and interaction with stuff of this nature, these kinds of ideas, you know. Think about it. Is all of that, can we say that all this stuff that's being presented in, you know, movie and TV is a figment of somebody's imagination, or is there some kind of truth to it that, you know, we can apply to our reality, so to speak, like with this? This to me is nothing different than we see in Star Trek and Star Wars and all that kind of stuff, you know, that kind of sci-fi stuff.
Hollywood produced,
but do these Hollywood producers have some kind of knowledge of stuff of this nature? You know, that exists, but only to a certain few individuals.
I don't think so. I think they're all arrogant as fuck. And they take advantage of everyone.
Yeah.
Rather than
what?
Are we good?
Rather than, like, trying to do something positive? They just want to promote a bunch of negative stuff?
Yeah.
But the thing is what if their negative stuff has some kind of bearing on our reality? You know what I mean? Some kind of bearing on our reality that we can understand and apply to our existence. That's all I'm trying to say. I agree. Like, they totally are arrogant as fuck. And I think these kind of arrogant people, I could have some kind of privy esoteric knowledge that they're incorporating into their creations that they make, their movies and stuff, you know?
The Hollywood people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they're all thinking. They're all just on a fucking creative whim. Whatever. just going with what they want to create and what they feel there. This goes back to the whole thing with these people aren't Christian. They don't have Christian values.
Nope, they don't. I agree with that. So, got a little bit left in there. You want to polish it off?
Yeah.
Rocking the Hop Works here tonight on the set.
Nice and hoppy.
Yeah, it's good. We're going to bust out a new compadre here. This we have Honey Porters. Hop Works Honey Porters. Bust that open. Let's join a couple brews here on the podcast set.
As usual.
MJ Podcasts. Like our brews here. Don't mind. We're going to bust out this new beer. Offer a cheers. That's good.
Syrupy.
It is a little bit syrupy, a little thick.
It's right though. I like it. I wouldn't drink porters or I didn't like that.
Yep.
I'd tell you to get lost with your honey porters, but I like them.
They're not bad. They're not bad. We started off with the a pale ale, and now we're doing a honey porter. And we also have some of this, too, that we did as well. Let's kind of start things off here. We got the... little bit of
vodka.
Citron flavored vodka here.
Vodka.
Vodka? A little bit of vodka.
That's how the Europeans say V.
I think it's vice versa. It's the V say it like a W. It's like a, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. If it's a V, they say it like a W.
Maybe, yeah.
That's what you just said, that's what it is.
I thought it was the other way around or something.
No. Nope. I can't.
I literally speak no European languages, so I can't say anything about how they speak at all.
Well, you're white.
I'm white.
We don't know what.
Oh, European people are pretty much white people. They make up a very... Whereas you go to the Middle East, it's a lot of... not white people.
Brown.
Brown-skinned.
Cafe latte skin.
Cafe latte skinned.
That's the flavor I get from Costco. My protein drinks are cafe latte.
I like cafe latte flavored stuff. I like latte flavored stuff. I like coffee flavored stuff. Just in general, it's good. I actually don't drink coffee, but I like coffee flavored stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's good shit.
Yep, it is. We're approaching the 20-minute mark here. Getting the teleprompter readings to time to call it quits here.
Time to shut down. I guess we'll do another one for you.
Yep. Now time for the commercials. That wasn't bad. We rocked the 20 minute.
Hey, we're back. We got a new podcast for you. We're gonna be going over some important stuff. And we're just trying to keep it real.
Yep. And we thought we'd start off with kind of a peculiar circumstance that kind of has befell us a couple of times now. You see, I was going to a store to buy some goods. And this is actually kind of a disclaimer to people that you need to be careful on, you know, who you're interacting with throughout your day-to-day lives, because if you come across the wrong kinds of people, it could be potentially detrimental to you.
Well, if anything, they could be leading you down the wrong path.
In a sense, yeah. I mean, because we've noticed that these interesting circumstances, whereas, like, I came across this girl who was, who I felt was evil. I felt she was evil, and she checked me out with my goods at the store, and she was wearing something.
So she worked at the store.
She worked at the store, and she was wearing something that was blatantly satanic, I felt like. It was negative. It was not positive. And so I said, hey, that's satanic. That's negative. And she agreed. And so I just thought to myself, I was like, okay, well, why are you promoting that then? That's negative. Uh-huh. You know, I was just thinking to myself. And I was thinking, this woman, girl, knows what she's doing. She knows that she's promoting something that's negative.
Because she wants to promote death and...
She does.
Destruction.
And she has a look about her that is very dark, very black, very negative. Not a lot of color and light in her clothing attire.
Very, as I say, minus tone.
Yeah, it's definitely minus tone on her. Not much tone. But there is a tone of evil, though, I feel like, of her vibe, of her soul, of who she is. And I feel like me doing business at this store with her being a cash register person and my goods interacting with her and her negative evil potential energy could be hazardous and detrimental to me, because I'm interacting with her and her bad juju mojo, you know, hooey pooey, whatever you want to call it, could be transferring to me and to other people that are going to this store and interacting with her as customers. And I'm here to tell you, this is potentially something that people need to take more seriously, I feel like.
More or less, she's guilty and should be charged or fined.
Fined for being evil and tampering with people's goods of their products that they're buying that are tainting the customers after they leave this fine establishment?
Yes, your views are detrimental to our way of life, and
they could be, yes.
And we choose to not be captivated by girls. By
evil? Dark women?
Dark women, yes.
We definitely choose not to be.
Because the dark women are the hottest.
Sometimes they can be, yeah. This particular woman was not, but the fact of the matter was is that she was definitely, I feel...
They can't be if you want sex. If you don't want sex, you're above the rest in a way.
Yeah? Yeah? Could be true, yeah.
So I save you.
Yeah? I just feel that these people need to know that there might be some deeper intricacies to things that we don't understand when we're out there doing our day-to-day lives, you know, coming in contact with certain people, dude. And those people are like, potentially have an unclean spirit, you know, and they're dark, like we were talking about in our last podcast. What were we talking about in our last podcast? We're talking about anal sex breeding demons. That's what Carl Jung said. We're talking about, this is not my opinion, I'm not making this up. This is what Carl Jung says in his collective works that were from Princeton University, an Ivy League school, some of the smartest people in the country, you know, supposedly, were promoting this guy's literature, his books, his psychological works, his 24 collective works, which I've read many of those books, actually. And so he's brought that up, and I thought that was a provocative statement, and, you know, so... The more people, and the thing is the more people like breed the demons, and the demons are just going to overcome and succumb people into evil, being evil, promoting evil.
I think we're at the cusp of that.
And really what this is leading to then is the Dionysian spirit. The Dionysian spirit is like a demon possessed you know, insane race of human beings. That's ultimately what, and that's why, you know, there needs to be a judgment. The judgment needs to fall because everybody's too insane, and the times and the days have grown so dark, and, you know, where just like, there's just nothing that like, good can come from it anymore, you know. It just is nothing but negative, like all the way around, every way you look at it, you know.
Fuck, I feel good. I was in my bed. We had a hell of a night.
Mm-hmm.
The car quit working.
Yeah, we've literally had some. Well, that's what we're gonna talk about a little bit too. Like, we were talking about this having connections and communications with people and how they can, like, affect us in a negative way. Well, we had, like, negative effect. I feel like the first interaction with this particular employee of this business, and then we had it again tonight with the car, like you're saying. And is this a sign? Is this a sign? When you feel like you are coming across an evil person and you feel like they potentially could like curse your life or curse you in some way through their negative energy because they're evil.
We came across some though.
Yeah, because the Lord delivered us, I believe, and this is like a story of it. This is kind of like a story of like the enemy. See, it's like God knew that like the enemy was trying to sabotage us by coming in contact with this evil person.
You know what I mean? And I felt it, like, right off the bat. And I was like, oh, man, I just, like, I feel like having this connection to this individual could potentially affect me in a negative way to some degree. That's all I'm trying to say. I felt this the first time, and now tonight I felt it again, and now it was, like, I feel like a more severe kind of reaction by coming in contact with this person a second time. Is this possible? Has anybody else experienced this kind of a phenomenon with coming across certain people? Attack by coming, yeah, by coming across certain kind of people in their life that they feel is dark, that is a very blatantly dark individual, you know, and they have an evil energy that could potentially affect somebody that is of the light that's trying to do what's right. Is that possible? I think it is. It's very possible.
I don't think that people in general have a compass as you do.
A what?
Compass.
Compass?
Which way to go?
Well, I'm just saying that we have promoted on this recently in episodes, we have promoted the idea of soul and spirit oneness, which leads to a super consciousness, and that could develop a compass type way, you know, an understanding of more of a compass, like you're saying, more of an ability to navigate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
More aware, just a more aware spirit or soul or mind or whatever.
Yeah.
The average individual, maybe. Yeah. You know, just whatever. And that's all a byproduct of, once again, the combination of the soul and spirit becoming more interconnected and more stronger. And so it's like, yes, that very well could lead people, if you're endeavoring into that direction to try to unite the soul and spirit into the supra consciousness, as Jung calls it, which is all alchemical and is the philosopher's stone. It's like, that's all we're seeking. We're seeking the philosopher's stone. We're seeking to take the base metal, like the mind in its animalistic form, and transmutating it into gold, philosophical gold, the philosopher's stone, the rubido. That's what we're trying to do.
Ooh.
And that's how we get that kind of awareness. That's how we get that kind of understanding about people that are potentially, like, that we need to avoid at all costs, potentially. Because they're bad. They're dark individuals, and you don't want to come in contact with certain people. You want to stick towards the people who are of the light. If you are of the light, you need to stick with people who are of the light. You don't want to be doing business.
A certain time period in your life brings about evil shit.
Could. It's very possible.
It could, and it most likely will.
Exactly. And it's all about how you combat it. So what do we do? Now, we ask the viewer and the listener
these
right now.
Things happen over years, though. So I'm like me now, I'm combating this evil shit now.
It's all you can do, man. It's all you can do. Like, I mean, what happened with you, you know, is definitely, like, was evil. It was negative, dude. Something happened where just, like, that was just not positive. You know?
What, earlier?
No, with the accident and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, and that's what you're talking about, right? You're trying to combat that evil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like we're all just, like, under attack of this kind of stuff. You know, like, to some degree, everybody, dude. We're all trying to combat it.
And there's only so much you can do.
Sometimes, yeah.
I got shut down in my life. I went out and ate dinner and drank with my buddies, and then I woke up in the hospital bed.
Yeah. Like Richard says, hey, it happens, right?
It happens. It happens.
Unfortunate stuff happens, man.
And this much hate, everything about what he said.
That's true.
It's true.
Yep. And so I'm saying, I'm posing the question to the people here as like, could potentially coming in contact with the wrong person in your day-to-day life have a negative ramification towards you? Like, hey, it happens. You're just like wrong place at the wrong time. Came across the wrong person at the wrong time.
It does.
Sometimes it could even lead into death. You come across the wrong person at the wrong time and they might shoot you because they're crazy.
Yeah. It happens.
It happens. It happens.
It does.
And what can you say?
And this much that I want to punish Richard.
Richard, poor Richard.
As much as I want to punish him, he's right.
And was it his fault for why it happened? Probably a lot.
He probably doesn't even know why it happened or whatever. It just... Well, he doesn't really care because he was trying to get after situation.
He was just looking for any sort of kind of explanation for why he messed up.
What can I come up with?
Other than, hey, it happens,
it
right?
It happens.
It happens. I messed up. Other people mess up. You come across the wrong person and they might be evil and they might give you an evil curse. They might give you the evil eye and they curse you. You never know, dude.
How to give someone the finger when they're behind you?
Finger giving, bird flipping could potentially be another curse to somebody, too. You never know, dude. A middle finger up in the air could have a negative impact on somebody as well. You never know, dude. You never know the depth and intricacies of how we're all interconnected and how... Just your thoughts towards somebody that's like I was almost thinking, like, you walk by somebody and you think they're like not good looking. It's like, oh, that bitch is ugly. And then next thing you know, she's like feeling thoughts in her mind of inferiority, you know, like she's not worthy, she's not good, she's not attractive, you know what I mean? You never know. And I didn't even say anything to her, I was just thinking it in my mind, but the next thing you know, it's like she's picking up on that.
I'm starting to think that attractive girls are not the way to go.
Yeah, because the attractive
only because they're entangled. Because
they have an advantage through a physical beauty. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That does not seem right to me.
Well, see, the problem is see, the lower self nature. See, we were just talking a little bit about like alchemy and the soul and spirit, you know, interconnecting. And see, the spirit without the soul is egotistical. It's very shallow. It's very animalistic. It's very much of the flesh in the Bible. The Bible calls it the flesh. It calls it the natural man. It's not the heavenly man. It's the natural man. And what does the natural man want? He's only interested in what stimulates his senses. Sexually, you know, physically, through sound, you know, food, taste. Like, that's what the ego wants. It wants all the pleasures of the senses to be gratified. So, of course, a beautiful woman is going to be a delight to a shallow man and the lower self man. But we're trying to bring people out of that and be like, come out of like...
You know what the trick is?
Mm.
A girl like that may be a lot to a shallow man, but she's also a lot to a deep man.
What's that? To a what man?
Deep.
Deep, man? Like, philosophical deep?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
all the judgment comes upon you to judge.
Yeah? Well, either way, we're bringing some interesting thoughts to light here in regards to how interconnected we really are to each other here, and how maybe we need to be more vigilant about what we, where we go and where we do business. I almost feel like I can't go back to that store, because if that person's working again, could they potentially affect me again negatively again?
I think you should file a complaint. Just make it totally fucking
insane, crazy, funny.
Nonchalant. Like this person.
That would be a pretty crazy complaint. I'm filing a complaint because I believe one of your workers is evil and they're shedding their evil energy onto me after I like do have an interaction with checking out. That'd be hilarious, dude. They'd be like, "Are you off your rocker, sir?" I was like, "No, I'm just a hippie new age douche."
Fuck, I don't know how you could write that situation.
I'm really just a hippie new age douche who just likes the smell of my own farts. Attack. Into uncharted waters and territories. Taking over, taking control.
Taking back control.
Taking back control. Because control has been taken away from us.
For a little while.
And really this all just boils down to that there was a war in heaven over the body of Moses and where it was supposed to be buried. That's what the book of Revelation says.
I don't see how ethereal beings can have a home place to be buried.
An ethereal being?
Moses.
Moses was a man. He was a fleshly man.
Supposedly,
but this whole war in heaven was a dispute over him and his body and where it was supposed to be buried. It talks about, in Revelation, it talks about the war in heaven, and it talks about in one of the other books in the New Testament, I think it was Jude or 2nd or 3rd John or something like that, that talks about this was about this war that happened in the heavens was about Moses' body and where it was buried. And Moses supposedly was buried on Mount Nebo. And Nebo...
Finding Nemo?
No, not Nemo. Nebo.
Nebo.
Or Neboo. I think that could also be another pronunciation for it. But N-E-B-O. Nebo was a high pagan deity in the polytheistic religion of Babylon back in ancient times. He was the god of wisdom, the god of Babylon was Bel Marduk. And maybe Satan was pissed off because he didn't want somebody like Moses being buried, like a holy man of God, his enemy, being buried on a mountain where that was in honor of a deity of him that was interconnected with him. Because Nebo or Nabu was a pagan deity of the ancient sun worship.
Wasn't that the name of Keanu Reeves in the Matrix?
No, that was Neo.
Neo.
Yeah, Neo is actually a word used in the occult as... It's actually an occult word for new. Because the occult uses the word neophyte. A neophyte is an uninitiated person that is seeking admittance into the occult, essentially. They're called neophytes. They're people who don't have much knowledge of the occult, but yet are embarking upon it. And so Neo was just short for neophyte, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
Keanu Reeves was the great neophyte, so to speak, that became the great...
He was, man.
Yeah. That's really what, and that's really what it's about. It's once again promoting the concept of the archetype of the Dragon Slayer. Like, it's this iconic character, kind of like a David versus Goliath. It's just like, it's humanistic, it really, in a sense. It's the man killing the serpent, you know, and doing the great feat of greatness that gives him the achievement, because once again, what is humanism? It's Marxism. It's the sum of your achievements. It's the great achievement of slaying the dragon, you know what I mean? Killing Goliath, you know what I mean? It's that archetype of humanism that is constantly perpetuated in Hollywood, because it's ultimately Marxist, sum of your achievements. That's why Hollywood has all these constant award ceremonies always coming up, because it's like they gotta keep awarding the people for killing the dragon, slaying the dragon, you know, so to speak. Everybody's got their big, you know, moment of greatness, their achievement, you know, the sum of their achievements. It's all humanist.
Yeah.
Hollywood is nothing but human. Oh, Hollywood humanist. That might be an idea. Dude, it's 9:44.
We're still pissed.
Okay, cool. Well, then, do you mind if I get another one?
Oh.
It's not like you don't have enough in there already. Jeez. Riley is lock, stock, and barrel in brewskis in the fridge right now. Pops brought a case over, was it?
Yeah.
But hey, if the brewskis...
Nice therapy beer.
This stuff, the IPA?
Yeah.
But if the brewskis help us to edify the people, is the brewskis worth the effort? Is the question.
Oh.
That's something to ponder. It's just like, people would say, oh, I only respect people who are sober when they podcast. Uh-huh. Haven't had any drug or drink, sip of alcohol in their breath or anything, you know what I mean? I only want to listen to somebody like that. But what if somebody that has had, like, a few refreshments is still just as qualified as a person who hasn't had any intoxicants? Or more. Because they have had intoxicants.
And by not listening, you're infringing upon the rights.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true.
So it's on you.
Yeah, the blood is on your hands. The blood is on your hands.
We are recording activity book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're well in the mix. We like to play the game where we try to get into a zone where we don't even realize that we're recording.
What? We are. I didn't even realize we were, so we're sending
inappropriate?
Inappropriate that you just have to live with it.
That's good for you to let people know. Just really just having fun here on the set of ANC is trying to be transparent with the people and real.
After stressful night.
It was a little stressful. We had a little bit of a bad mojo kind of going on.
The lights just didn't want to work for us anymore.
Yep.
But we got to figure that, got to jump.
Yep. It was... It's interesting because I've never had, in like 15 years of owning this car, dude, like almost like I've never had any problems with it ever, dude. Of it dying or anything. And why this happened tonight, I really don't understand. It just goes back to our last episode. It was like, are we experiencing some kind of sabotage, some kind of attack from evil human beings that are trying to give us the evil eye for a curse in our lives?
I don't think they are, just because those kind of people don't have any idea where they're going.
I'm even suggesting the fact that maybe these people aren't even intentionally doing it. Two people are trying to intentionally try to harm them. It's just a natural kind of effect that they have as you encounter these people or like have a close interaction with an individual like of that nature. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm saying it could be as simple as that. They might not even be intentionally trying to curse you. It just is a natural, potential natural shedding of evil on the everybody that they interact with on a day-to-day basis. Like, they project that kind of negativity on all people, and maybe it affects certain people to different degrees. Who knows? You really don't know. We're proposing all kinds of crazy stuff. I just came up with an interesting idea. What if you drank a beer or something and you just like went through the motions? It was a empty beer can and you just continue to keep like putting it up to your mouth and acting like you're having sips of it, but you weren't. This is crazy, dude. And you're just like, you just act like.
Why would you do that?
It's psychological. It's all psychological, dude. It's all psychological in that you think you're drinking beer. You have this feeling that you're drinking beer, but you're not really having anything at all.
I would just call you an idiot.
No, here's the deal. Like, so you have a little bit to drink.
Drinking non-beer.
No, you start off drinking, but then you go to the non-drinking beer side, where you just constantly have, like, and you just go through the motions, and you, like, act like you're having something, but you're really not. But you're going through the motions. It's like the person who smokes cigarettes, where it's like, they're not really addicted to the nicotine as so much as they're addicted through going through the motions of their routine of smoking a cigarette, you see?
I've got a whole thing on smoking, and for right now, smoking is good for me. It's horrible for your health, But smoking gets me basically through the day.
Yeah, as it does probably a lot of other people too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that what people that smoke, their routine on a day-to-day basis of smoking cigarettes,
yeah,
it's really, they're not so much addicted to the nicotine as they're addicted to the process of smoking the cigarette, that time of relaxing and going out for the smoke, or going, you know, out of the office or something for the cigarette, you know, whatever it is, you know, where people go and relieve themselves with the cigarette. They're addicted to that.
I only take 5 minutes to smoke.
Now, that's what I'm saying. It's that 5 minute break is what you really like. What you really like to do is.
It's what I need. I love that 5 minute break.
But what I'm saying is that, like, you could do that and, like, go through the motions of, like, taking a cigarette and just, like, acting like you're inhaling it and just, like, just going through the motion and seeing if, like, you really even have to even, like, smoke the cigarette as you just pretend that you're smoking the cigarette during that 5 minute break, and the next thing you know, like, you're fulfilling that need. It's the same thing with the beer. You take the beer and you just, like, act like you're drinking it. You act like you're taking swig after swig, you know. And, you know, it sounds kind of crazy, but it's very psychological, I know. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of a different kind of approach. Because you're not getting the substances. He's like you said, it's bad for your health to smoke the cigarettes. But if you're really addicted to that 5 minute little break of going out for that time, you just go out and you just, like, pretend like you're smoking. You know, it's like, ah, that's a big drag. You're not even having any smoke at all, and you just pretend like you are for 5 minutes,
you can't,
and then you
go do back. That, though.
I'm sure it probably wouldn't work very good. Maybe some people they could do it, you know, and, like, it would suffice. Maybe, I don't know, but yeah.
No, never suffice.
Because there is a little bit of element to the nicotine factor of that smoke.
Yeah,
that people also crave as well.
They're
addicted to the nicotine, and they're addicted to that 5 minute break in the action of life. And
don't even smoke because I'm addicted. I never am like, oh man, I need to cigarette. Well, I am sometimes, but rarely.
Sometimes you feel the craving for a cigarette, but not all the time.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, yeah. Sometimes it's advantageous and helpful to.
And sometimes, like, fuck off.
Yep.
With your fucking cigarettes.
Yep. I understand. You think you're about ready for that ice cream sandwich?
Sure.
All right.